And now the first of the last three episodes of the Fourth Tower of Inverness. Jack Flanders, Sir Henry Jowls, and the Madam Vampira have descended into the Valley of the 10,000 Ohms Unfolded. As darkness approached, the valley began to glow with a strange white light. And then in the distance, they saw a temple immersed in the center of the light. They could see it distinctly. But then at times, it seemed to become as transparent as a mirage, shimmering in that strange light, while the whole structure itself seemed to be adrift on a rippling pool of silver liquid. And as they approached, the walls and pillars appeared to be made of a stone that was as transparent as glass. The trio entered and found their way into the inner rooms, and finally, into the very center of the temple. They entered a long room, lined with rows of tall, slender pillars of glass. And suddenly, there it was.
Look, over there, the jukebox, that's it.
How can you be certain?
I say, I think we found it.
That's the oddest looking jukebox I've ever seen.
It's like pure light. Yet it's not glaring, but soothing.
If I'm not mistaken, this jukebox has been carved out of one immense solid piece of clear jade. Most astounding. A rare model.
I don't understand the names of these selections.
What is it? All the great hits of the universe?
It appears not to be names, but symbols that designate the vibrational rate of the selection. Ingenious.
So you can tell in advance how the piece will affect you.
Yes, of course. There's the place to insert coins.
Yeah. Well, I happen to have a couple of bags of nickels on me.
But how do you know what to select?
Well, who knows?
Quite.
Nothing.
For while they stood, listening to nothing, something was happening.
A thousand arms and hands.
Even Mr. Wurlitzer's wildest fantasies could not equal this instrument.
In the palm of each hand,
there suddenly sprang from the body of this incredible jukebox
an eye appeared.
A thousand arms and hands,
and looked at him,
bursting out like an aura of dazzling rays.
Jack's
breath and heart seemed to stop.
In the palm of each hand,
an eye appeared and looked at him.
His head burst into innumerable heads.
The whole jukebox became an all-penetrating eye of wisdom,
looking down upon the suffering in this world of ours. And the tears.
And Jack became filled with such profound compassion that in a sudden overwhelming desire to help beings toward liberation, his head burst into innumerable heads.
And the arms of the jukebox.
And the tears streamed down from his eyes.
And the hands opened and closed.
And the arms of the jukebox moved slowly.
And the eye
and the hands opened and closed. And the eye in the palm of each hand watched him.
Watched him.
And Jack understood.
Shri Krishna Govinda. Shri Krishna Govinda Hari Murari He Nath Narayana Vasudeva
To recognize oneself in others.
Hari Murari Inat Narayana Vasudeva Inat Narayana Vasudeva
After a long while, Jack, Lord Jowls, and the Madam Vampira turn as though one and walk from the room and return outside the temple. They stop, touch each other, look into each other's eyes for a long time, and even though they know that no words are necessary, still they speak.
Before I had wished that you, Jack, would return with me to my lotus land. Now I understand. Goodbye.
And she turns and walks away.
So it did exist, eh? The Bodhisattva jukebox. Yes, of course, of course. Of course.
And he slowly walks away into the night.
To recognize oneself in others.
And he too walks away, knowing he'll build a new sailing craft, and that near the great stone face he'll find the sail with the mandala, and then catching the wind, he'll return alone to the fourth tower of Inverness. And now, the next to the last episode of the thrilling adventure serial, The Fourth Tower of Inverness. Jack Flanders has returned from the Fourth Tower. There's a slight mist over Inverness. The autumn sun magnifies the little foggy particles that swirl about. The trees, the broken maze, the rose garden and woods beyond. The old Victorian mansion and its three towers look like an impressionist painting, muted, soft, silent, from another era.
You mean to tell me that Henry refuses to come back to Inverness?
Well, Auntie, he felt it's best if he...
old fool! After I've forsaken every conceivable pleasure just to keep Inverness alive, he declares that he prefers to remain in hiding.
In hiding?
Yes, hiding!
What is he hiding from?
From me, of course! Well, I certainly don't need him. We'll continue as we were, won't we, Jack?
Well, Auntie, I wanted to talk...
Jives! Jives! More tea! And now that Sir Henry has chosen to continue chasing his fantasies, you, Jack, will take the place of Lord Jowls.
I beg your pardon?
What I mean is that together we'll spearhead our movement. The time is ripe. Great spiritual famine is over. A new age is upon us. The weak and hungry souls of humanity must be nourished. People don't know where to turn to receive the new spiritual energy. Inverness is a mountain of golden energy.
Auntie.
A beacon of pure light to guide,
Auntie.
To inspire,
Auntie.
To inform,
Auntie, please.
To persuade.
Please, Auntie.
Yes, Jack?
I'm sorry. I just don't share your enthusiasm. I have other plans.
Like what?
Auntie, I have my own fate to follow. And I'm certain that...
So Henry got to you first. I should have known he'd toss a clinker in your boot.
It wasn't Sir Henry.
Oh, yes, it was. Well, I don't know what to say. Really?
Oh, Auntie, I'm...
Enough! Oh, Jack, I want you to understand that your auntie is not a religious fanatic. I do get carried away with mine own plans, but please understand, I'm not seeking to control others. I suppose I've been unfair to Henry. He's grown a little weary of human beings. He watched colonization creep in... Oh, I've been unfair to Henry, I'm afraid. He's grown a little weary of human beings. He watched colonization creep into even the most distant, God-forsaken corners of the world. His romantic heart always sided with the weaker, more primitive, basic peoples. He loved how their lives followed the circular lines and rhythms of nature. He's seen how civilized man lied and cheated and pushed the natives from their own lands. And still it goes on, Jack. Burma, the jungles of Brazil, it goes on and on.
But I'm happy that you see how he feels.
But he hasn't grown cynical, has he? He's always had that tendency.
No, on the contrary. He's very mellow. I guess he doesn't trust religions. He calls it colonization of the mind. With the new spiritual energy that's come upon us, well, he's sad over the possibility that people will just be stepping out of one trap and into another. More illusion, he says.
So he won't have any part of it. Yes, that's Henry, a skeptic to the core. Oh, well... Jives! Jives, more tea! What is he up to this time? Jives!
Tea, crumpets, and cannibal wafers coming right up.
Ah, there you are, Jives. How good to see you.
Cannibal wafers?
That's right, Master Jack. Lip smacking good.
Cannibal wafers.
Ham and cheese on rye.
Oh. Long pork, Master Jack.
That'll be just fine, Jives, thank you.
Why did he call me Master Jack?
He's just jiving, I suppose.
Jives, would you come back here for a minute?
Yes, boss.
Jives, tell me something. Why did you chase me about in the East Tower with a meat cleaver?
Well, boss, I figured you needed the exercise.
So it was you who disguised yourself as Meanie Eenie.
Sorry about that, boss.
Well, we felt that you needed training to be quick on your feet, to be physically as well as mentally at all times alert, to be able to present a moving target.
Oh, you people. By the way, Auntie, who is the we you mentioned?
Oh, Dr. Missoula and I and some of the others.
I see.
You aren't angry, Jack.
No, not at this point.
That was some fancy stepping, boss.
Yeah, thank you. What a rare and exquisite sense of humor. Well, tell me, Auntie, have you heard anything more about little Frida? Auntie?
Little Frida is gone.
So she is gone?
Yes, I'm afraid so. She was not able to rematerialize.
I see.
She's gone back to her people.
But she's all right.
Oh, yes, she is. It's very difficult to manifest your own self normally. And after Dr. Missoula's laboratory exploded, she wasn't able... But other than not having a body, she's perfectly healthy.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. But I'm sorry I wasn't able to see her again. I didn't even get to say goodbye.
Yes, I'll miss her too. And that damned Cuban cigar.
Well, Auntie, the mysteries of Inverness have been solved. I'm leaving tomorrow.
So soon, then?
Yes, tomorrow.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
Oh, woman, don't treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I'd have to pack my things.
Tune in at this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
Well, goodbye, Jack.
Goodbye, Auntie.
Fourth Tower is produced by ZBS Media.